Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Fighting between al-Qaeda-linked battlers, militants, and the Syrian government forces killed 73 people in a village near Aleppo early today. The battles reported by the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights allowed the militants to retake the village of Khan Tuman, 15 kilometers southwest of Aleppo, as well as several others near the strategic Damascus-Aleppo highway. The fighting was carried out by a group of insurgents which has refused recent efforts to de-escalate the crisis in Syria and specifically in Aleppo. Meantime, the United Nations is warning those responsible for such attacks and specifically the bombing of a refugee camp near Idlib on Thursday will be brought to justice.
Those responsible for yesterday's seemingly calculated attack against civilians in the camp in Idlib, which could constitute a war crime, must be held accountable.
That was UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric. Activists say two missiles struck the camp, killing at least 28 people. Baghdad is on complete lockdown today, fearing a repeat of last week's turmoil when protesters stormed into the fortified international, or IZ, zone and breaking into parliament, forcing lawmakers to flee for their lives. The government set up concrete barriers around the city. Foreign embassies inside the IZ had visibly increased security. Routes were severed from a planned demonstration site in Tahrir Square in the east to the IZ in the west. Razor wire, concrete barriers, and police blocked some Baghdad streets. U.S. military personnel are back on the ground in Yemen in an effort to help drive al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula from the port city of Makula. The Pentagon says a small group arrived in Yemen less than 2 weeks ago and is providing what is being described as limited intelligence support. This is VOA News. A mixed report for the U.S. economy today. Unemployment held steady at 5% in April, while the economy had a net gain of 160,000 jobs, far less than the 200,000 predicted by most economists. Businesses, healthcare, construction, and financial activities gained jobs, while employment declined in retail and mining. President Barack Obama said the economy has been gaining jobs continuously for 6 years, and he remains optimistic.
In April 2016, our economy added 160,000 new jobs. That makes April the 74th consecutive month of private sector job growth in America.
Mr. Obama called on the Republican-led Congress to pass legislation for a higher minimum wage and more spending on infrastructure. The good news? Some in banking say the lower-than-expected job gains mean the U.S. Central Bank is not likely to raise interest rates soon. Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu has announced he will step down as his ruling AK party announced an extraordinary Congress to elect a new leader. Davutoğlu's decision comes amid reports of his growing differences with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Dorian Jones reports for VOA from Istanbul.
In a carefully worded statement to the country's media, Prime Minister Davutoğlu said he'll be stepping down at the AK Party Congress to be held on May the 22nd. Davutoğlu claimed his premiership has been a success, underlying his landslide victory in last November's election. But alluding to growing differences over his leadership, he said he was stepping down for the sake of unity and consensus in his party. But the Prime Minister was careful to reaffirm his loyalty to the President. I feel no reproach, anger or resentment against anyone, he said, adding, no one heard or will ever hear a single word from my mouth, from my tongue or my mind against our President. But in the past few months, there have been reports of growing differences between the Prime Minister and Erdogan. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
The Kenyan government says it plans to close the country's two main refugee camps, a move that would impact some 400,000 Somalian and South Sudanese refugees. In a statement today, the government said due to national security interests, it has decided the hosting of refugees has to come to an end. The two-page statement stopped short of saying refugees will be expelled. In U.S. politics, Donald Trump's status as the U.S. Republican Party's presumptive presidential nominee has not translated into support from the party's leadership. House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan, the highest-ranking Republican officeholder, said yesterday he is not ready to support Trump as the nominee. Meanwhile, in Canada, concerns about a massive fire up there. A convoy was underway Friday to move evacuees stranded at oil field camps in the fire-ravaged area of Fort McMurray, Alberta. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.